At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, the old school crew, top of the 5 o'clock hour, somewhat on schedule. Like we said earlier, we got a special guest in. It's always special to me. Without further ado, the Chuck Foreman. Welcome to the old school show, Dad. What's up?
I'm good. You know me.
hey, listen, I know, yeah. I know you're riding high. People always ask, I'm gonna tell you what, Dad. You got a big fan base down here. Everybody is used to seeing you down here from when I played, but every time I turn around, they're like, when's your dad coming to a game? And I tell them, in particular, you're not coming down because your Hurricanes are back in effect, like you say. And so until they start losing, we won't see you down here in Lincoln.
Well, that might be true, but I've been thinking about coming down there since you're winning again.
And then on top of it, there's a lot of Viking fans down here. So, you know, I will tell you, Dad, you know, your reputation, which has obviously always been good, is spread all around. But before we get into the Hurricanes and the Vikings, yeah, some big news as far as the Hall of Fame made the, you know, obviously the second cut. Tell people, everybody, you know, I will tell you this, Dad, and this is unbiased. Everybody that I talked to said, man, they can't believe you're not in. Obviously, we've talked about it a ton. Know the process is a little muddy, but you know we've always taken the thing. We're going to take the high road and appreciate where we're at. Just talk about the feeling right now that you know, obviously you're definitely in the hunt.
Well, definitely, they went from 183 to 60 or 50, whatever it is. I'm on that list, considering I've never even been on a list to be considered in all these years, and then we found out why that was, and then so. Like I said, we're moving forward on a high, we're going to take it on a higher level. But, you know, it's good to be there, be considered. You know, Skoll Marketing, you know, Ben Tyson, the group over there.
Yeah.
And Jack McTeague, the videographer. They did a great job of putting together the presentation. And if you go to ChuckForeman44.com, you can see it. But, you know, it's a great honor to be right there. And so we got to just ride it out and see how it goes.
Yeah. You know, I always grew up and, you know, I would tell you this, I always tell people, but, you know, you always kept it real simple with me. Look, you go out there, work hard, be a good teammate. When you play good, you know, the good things that come to you. Obviously, right. You did that yourself as a player. And then, you know, you have to wait. And this is the last team that you got to be on. But then I've learned a lot from you going through the process and went through the, you know, a little bit of process myself down here, which was a great time to celebrate, you know, my career, which obviously you've been a big part of it. Just talk about, you know, how the game has changed, because I think sometimes people don't realize the type of work that you did, that you put in. I always tell people up until LaDainian Tomlinson, this is where people, this is modern day LaDainian Tomlinson.
You're right.
You were the fastest player in NFL history to 50 touchdowns.
Yes. And that stayed until he got there, whatever year that was, he got there.
Right.
The leader in receptions. You know, we created this thing. We called it the Purple Offense, but then they got known as the West Coast Offense. Well, that's way out the, you know, that was our creation, but. We were the runner receiver before we got recognition.
Right.
And so when they evaluated me or mine, I played fullback, not running, not what they call the running back position. I got the dogs barking or something, but anyway, We have they moved me to the running back, the fullback position, and they created this offense, you know, as the runner receiver, the first to do that. And then LaDainian came around, and he did well with it. And then Roger Craig, and, you know, a bunch of guys. And now it's just now getting its recognition, because right now, just a pure runner is not going to be a part of an NFL team. I think that just a pure runner in the NFL, he's going to be limited. So you got to be able to do everything.
You know, Dad, when you think about it, people don't realize you were tight end in what, defensive tackle in high school, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, and then so when you got to Miami, how did you end up at running back, wing back, or whatever you got looked at to be drafted number 12 overall in the draft?
Well, first of all, I played those positions in football, but I was a state champion in the high and low hurdles 2 years in a row in Merrill. So that part of what really a lot of guys didn't know. But when we got down there, we did 40 times. You know, I just picked the fastest guys they had. I knew I was pretty quick in 40. And I beat those guys. And then, then they asked me to move.
Yeah, and you know, once you got there, you were more of a wing back in college. And then when you got to talk about your transition to your first mini camp in the pros, when you had to burst on the scene and, let everybody know how good you were.
Well, my first.
Hey, Dad, you need to get Benji under control, man. Benji's giving you the business up there.
No, I'm on. That was Benji, and that's my two. You haven't met Louis, but anyway, so after that 40-yard thing, then they asked me had I played running back before, and I said no, and so they put me back there. Turned out pretty good my freshman year, and then moved me to wide receiver, and then moved me to cornerback, and so I ended up playing both ways. So that's how it all got started. And then, you know, started there. And then I went to the All-Star game, won the MVP in every one I played in. And then I got to the Senior Bowl, and just Weeb Eubank, he was the coach at the New York Jets at the time. You know, he's the one that really got me to concentrate on that running back position. So that's how it all happened.
Yeah, that's crazy. So you're telling everybody you was Travis Hunter before you're Travis Hunter then.
Wait a minute. Let's put it this way. Travis Hunter has become Chuck Foreman.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
So, yeah, clarify that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, Travis Hunter is one. He's like I was. He could do it all.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I will tell people, my dad used to always tell me the more you could do, the more you know, the better player you'd be. So he got me to see the game from a different, different lens. And Dad, I always tell people, man, you know, people don't believe me, is that my dad didn't do a lot of coaching. Like, you didn't do a lot of car coaching. Only one time he had to, tighten the coach up, and that was justly so. But just talk about that, because I coach kids and stuff like that. But right. Talk about how, you know, you just had simple rules for me and then just held me accountable just for my effort and being a good teammate.
Well, you know, the one rule was if you're going to do it, you had to do it 100%. And that was pretty much the only thing, you know, I insisted on. And you were easy to, you know, you always listen. I've been once or twice I had to, you know, straighten you out, but not that often. But when it comes to the football, the basketball, the track, you know, you were always dedicated. And you did it. You did the one thing that I asked you to do, and that was just to do it all at 100%. And I remember when you were being recruited, and you know, and actually when you decided to go to Nebraska, and we were talking about all the guys that were going to be down there that were going to be really good football players, and you know, 5-star, 4-star. That look, there ain't no stars, you know. You know, that 5-star, 4-star stuff, I don't pay attention to that. You know, you got to show me, and that's what I told you on the way down. Hey, everybody going to have those press clippings coming into college, but they got to show you, and that's what you did. And you went down there as a running back, and then they changed you to linebacker, and you did what you had to do to excel. That's all I did.
Chuck, this is Austin. I'm Jay's partner here on Old School. Nice to talk to you. Jay always tells a story of his recruitment about Nick Saban coming to your guys' house. I've got Jay's side of the story. Can I get the Chuck Foreman side of the story of sitting down with Nick Saban during Jay's recruitment?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
I think he came there once. Yeah. I think it wasn't much. But then, you know, the thing I remember about him coming, he was just matter of fact kind of guy. But then Tom Osborne came down there. But I remember, we had these people lined up outside the house, and they were like, "Oh wow, we had all these people coming at the same time." And so they were kind of like stagnant, coming in, trying to recruit Jay and all that. And so all of them had some good. They had some good things to talk about, but there's only one that came in there that would be really impressed. I mean, they all impressed me, but Tom Osborne was like, he was talking about the graduation rate. It was Nebraska and all that. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go to Miami. That's what my thing was. And then I think there was University of Minnesota, wasn't it?
Yeah. Kevin
and the
Sumlin.
Guy came. He came to the house to tell me that he wasn't going to be recruiting Jay. And then I said to him, I said, "Well, wait a minute. You're not even in our top 10. So why are you telling me that?" It was an interesting recruiting thing for Jay, but all of them were really really cool. But Tom Osborne was the guy that I was comfortable sending my son to.
You know, Dad, I ran into Coach Brown the other day, and the day that I committed, right. he always talks about when you tried to run him out the house, and he had to stand his ground. I told him that you weren't serious. You were just testing him to see how mentally tough he was. Tell everybody how you tried to run Coach Ron Brown out of the house.
Yeah, well, I sure did, but I was kind of, he was a good recruiter, I guess, but. I can't remember the whole thing, but I do remember he was I was kind of testy with him, and but it all worked out. I can't tell though. I don't know the whole story, Jay. To be quite honest with you, I can't barely remember last week. But I'm trying to go back and remember all these things that we experienced together as you're in when you were in high school being recruited and all those things. And I wanted you to go to Miami. Then when you told me, when you went on your trip to Nebraska, you came back and you told me, "Well, Dad, I'm going to Nebraska." And I'm like, "You're not going to take your Miami trip?" So I remember that part of it. And it was the best decision I think he ever made.
Yeah, it was good, man, because he was, the one thing about Nebraska, they wasn't on my radar at the beginning. Obviously, I think, after Dad, that when we played Bloomington Jefferson and, got busy a little bit, then they, jumped on the map.
But that's why they changed you from running back to the linebacker. Yeah, you knocked that boy out like that. That wouldn't. I thought. Oh wow, you even surprised me.
Hey, well, I never got to play defense, but the one thing about it that was a blessing coming to Nebraska, besides all the winning, was my dad was able to watch every game. So, before we let you go, I want to ask you. Listen, who are you more excited about right now? Your Vikings looking good which I didn't think they were going to be as good with the quarterback getting hurt and obviously Darnold taking over, or your Canes with Cam Ward, because the Miami swagger is definitely back. Which one are you more proud of?
Man, I'm a Cane for life, bro. The Vikings was just a stop.
Yeah.
But I grew up as a man down in Miami. My teammates down there, the ones that we were close to, we're still tight.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that, don't misunderstand me. I had some great teammates in Minnesota, but we all know when you go to that level, you know, you're there and everybody comes from everywhere. You put you there for the season, everybody disperses. But, you know, my Miami Hurricanes, you know, they're number one. And of course, Nebraska's number two. You know how that is. But my Hurricanes have finally found the right coach at the right time, and he's at the right school. And the only thing is, I think it's going to be a little tougher for any coach nowadays to maintain, you know, a high level of competition because of the NIL. You know, you got guys coming and going every year, and it's going to be difficult. It's going to be tougher to win anywhere because of that. But Miami, right?
We got you, Dad?
You got me.
Yeah. Hey, you know, one thing I will tell you about when we went down to Miami for you to go to your Ring of Fame, you know, I hadn't been down there since I was, 16, 17 years old, going through the process. It went, I got an unofficial visit. But, man, they welcomed me. Even though I went to Nebraska, they welcomed me. Obviously, a lot of them are family anyways, but it was a great atmosphere down there. So I always say this, college football is always in a better place when Miami and Nebraska are relevant. So both of them are doing it this year.
They certainly are. And, you know, it's like all the changes and things, and then we've all adapted, and it's going to be good to see Nebraska, Miami, you know, in a game again, you know. So I think that may happen. And, you know, like I said, man, college football is my favorite thing to watch. And, you know, Nebraska and Miami, you know, I'm there with them every week. So. And then you being a part of it and all the things you're doing. I'm proud of you, too, by the way. You know, so thanks for not being a headache when you were young.
I just make sure you ain't find out. You know what I'm saying? So that?
Well, wait a minute. Hold up. You know, there's things I knew that I didn't tell you I knew. I just wanted to make sure you didn't go, you know, anyway, make that. That's another story. But, you were no problem. You know, coming up, and you know, that's why you went on and did the things that you're doing, and I'm proud of you, and I appreciate you having me on your show. And I thought we were going to do a show one time, to be quite honest.
Man, they fill up the airtime around here, man. We got to talk about that. I'll call you after the show.
Well, anyway, at least you've had me come on as a special guest every now and then.
We're gonna have you on more often, man. We gotta find a sponsor to get a Vikings update, because there's a lot of Viking fans down here. This is what I will tell you though. ChuckForeman44.com. If you're in the stream, I got when you see it, I got my dad's sweatshirt on. They're comfortable too, Dad. And it's the first cool morning that we had, so I've been rocking it here all day.
Well, I got a whole bunch of stuff on there. So go on there and check out all of our items we have on there, all the sportswear and things like that. We got a lot of things that, and, like I said, Ben Tyson, those Skull Marketing.
Yeah.
Those guys do a great job. And, at this point in time, I haven't played football. I can't tell you how long, but I'm still somewhat relevant.
Right. Well, deservedly so. And, tell you what, Dad, you got a lot of people down here in Lincoln, obviously across the United States, pushing and pulling for you to get to the Hall of Fame. Then we're going to bring we'll bring the Nebraska fans out there that are Viking fans as well, hopefully to Canton next time we go.
Well, we'll have to do that, man. And I had to come to Nebraska. We can hang out with all those Husker fans. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, we need to get that going. So, Dad, we're going to go up against the break. We're going to let you go, man. I'll call you about 6:15.
All right, thanks. All right.
All right, love you, man.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah. Good stuff right there. Yeah, and you know the best thing about it, I'm always on pins and needles, man, because I know my dad gonna get it cracking. So he's pretty subdued today. My man Benji up there, he just got a new dog.
He threw the subtle jabs.
Yeah, he did.
No haymakers.
Man. You know that. I mean, we went through this thing together. That's probably why we got a special relationship. And you know, I guess Dylan and Dom were like my dad was iconic figure up in Minnesota, and Dylan's going through it. And, you know, look, man, it's tough, isn't it? You know, you don't get to, you know, grow up like a regular kid, but, you know, we made the best of it. And, you know, I'm happy for him, you know, to go from 183 to top 50 or 60 or whatever it is. And hopefully, you know, it continues to go on, you know, down the road and get his just due. And, you know, he had a great NFL career, a great dad and all that stuff. So, you know, this is something I know he's looking forward to. So, you know, I'm always, you know, pushing for it for sooner or later, but appreciating him taking time out of his day. He's actually more busy now than he has been. So I'm glad he got us to fit us in. But nevertheless, we're up against the break. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.